Dehopi Daivavasha Ga Kalu Karma Yavat. Sva arambakam prati samchate eva saasu tam sa prapancham adiruda samari yoga Swapnam Puna Nabhajate Pratibuddha Vastu Deho Pidaiva Vashaga Kalu Karma Yavat Saram Bakam Pratisam Ik Shata eva shasu. Tough one. Tam swa prapancham adiruddha samadhi yoga. Swapnam punarna bhajate pratibuddha vastu. Okay, we have many here, so... Put it there. Just type the link in there. Oh, yeah? It's not live broadcast. Okay. Swapnam punar bhajate pratibuddha vastu. Depo pidaiva vasaga kalu karma yavat. Swarambakam prati samikshata eva shasu. Swapanchanam adiruddha samadhi yoga. Swapnam punarna bhajate prati buddha vastu. Yeah, but Swarambakam prati samikshata eva shasu. Tam swapapancham adiruddha samadhi yoga. Swapnam punarna bhajate prati buddha vastu. Any ladies? During? Okay. Deha. The body. Api. Even. Daiva. By the of the Supreme. Vashaga. Under the control. Kalu. Indeed. Karma. The chain of fruitive activities. Yavat, as long as. Swa-arambakam, that which initiates or perpetuates itself. Prati-samikshate, goes on living and waiting. Eva, certainly. Sa-asu, along with the vital air and senses. Tam, that, the body. Sa prapancham, with its variety of manifestations. Adiruddha, highly situated. Samadhi, the stage of perfection. Yoga, in the yoga system. Swapnam, just like a dream. Puna, again, Nabhajate, does not worship or cultivate. Pratibuddha, one who is enlightened. Vastu, in the supreme reality. Translation. The material body certainly moves under the control of the supreme destiny, and therefore must continue to live along with the senses and vital air as long as one's karma is in effect. A self-realized soul, however, who is awakened to the absolute reality and who is thus highly situated in the perfect stage of yoga, will never again surrender to the material body and its manifold manifestations, knowing it to be just like a body visualized in a dream. Purport. Although Lord Krishna recommended in the previous verse that a self-realized soul not give attention to the body, it is clear from the Lord's statement here that one should not foolishly starve or injure the body, but should patiently wait until the chain of one's previous fruitive work has completely exhausted itself. At that time, the body will automatically die according to destiny. The following doubt may then arise. If a Krishna conscious person pays proper attention to the maintenance of the body, is there danger of becoming attached to it? Lord Krishna here states that one who is highly elevated in Krishna consciousness, having understood Lord Krishna to be the actual Vastu or reality, never again surrenders to the illusory identification with the material body, which is just like the body seen in a dream. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual masters opened my eyes with the blazing torchlight of knowledge. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Shiguru Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunath Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschachade Sattarane. So we started off the Kartik. This prayer, the Dhammadharashtakam, is very amazing. I hope everybody will deeply study it and meditate on it during this month. There's no limit, to it, and to Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna. Sri Brahm Swami made a whole book about that. But back to this verse, don't surrender to the material body, but we have to live in it. Today is also the disappearance day of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta is a very special devotee in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, which is very, very important. It's also Sharad Purnima, that comes later in the day, but there's many festivals and there'll be many talks about that. And I'm not expert in all those rasas, but it's the beginning of Kartik and the most famous rasa dance and many, many amazing times. So I don't know if you do like Vrindavan, they cook sweet rice and leave it out on the roof all night. moonlight, and then everybody has it in the morning. And then we start our Kartik, whatever it is. But Mari Gupta, he's a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. His Leela, the pastimes are very special. He also lived there in Navadvip. It's actually behind the Chaitanya Mutt. His house is still there. It's a very small house on the Tarampur Road. We go there for food for life quite often. And we go there on the Parikrama. But it's a very, very special place. One time Lord Chaitanya went there, he just heard a verse about Lord Varaha. And he went to the house of Murari, and he was saying, "I am Varaha, I am Varaha." And he went in the temple, he found a water pot, he picked up the water pot. He actually took the form of Varaha. And it was a little frightening for Murari. And Lord Chaitanya told Murari, "Now you should glorify me." And Murari got bewildered. He said, he went to his house and he offered obeisances, and then the Lord was shouting, "Boar, boar!" And he came out and with this water pot, and he had the form of Varaha. Picked up the water pot and he said, "Murari, offer prayers to me." And think about what you would do in it. So Murari was bewildered and he couldn't think of what to say. The Lord is saying, "Speak up, don't be afraid. All these days you didn't know who I am. You didn't know I'm here." Then Murari said, "Only you know your glories." So there's a lot of explanation in the purport. Lord Ananta holds unlimited verses, universes on one hood, constantly glorifies you with thousand mouths, but he has not reached the end. So who else is capable of glorifying you? That we read that quite often in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ananta Shesh with unlimited mouths is speaking the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And no mouth has ever repeated anything that the other mouth said, or repeated anything again, and still there's no end to it. So he's saying like that, you know, even if we had 1,000 tons, even the Vedas cannot know you in full. And all the universes are in the pores of your hair. Varaha's hair, as he's talking about. So, what can the Vedas know about your activities? So only you know yourself. And only one that can know you is if you reveal yourself. This is a thing about, like, when Bhagavad Gita, when we, many people, they say, "Well, I'd read it, I don't understand it, heart." But it's not understood like you can understand your engineering textbook or something. You know, it's not like that. It's revealed. When Krishna is happy with someone, then he reveals himself. And only so, tesham satyati yuktanam, when somebody tries to serve, then Krishna gives knowledge by which you can come to him. But otherwise, he doesn't. No matter. There are many scholars who have memorized Bhagavad Gita and many other things, but they don't have any bhakti. They may be proud of their scholarship or something, so they don't know Krishna. Even Prabhupada said, like Gandhi, he was saying it, he studies Bhagavad Gita, but he said, I don't believe there was ever a person, Krishna. He liked the Bhagavad Gita, he liked the teaching. But I don't know, I'm thinking it's coming from somewhere else. A typical Mayavadi, actually. So, this is what Krishna says again and again. Even after Lord Chaitanya taught Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana then asked him, please let me understand what you taught me so I can teach it. He didn't think, now I know everything. Give me the ability to actually understand it and give it to others. This is the only way we can know anything. So Murari went on, he said, he was crying and he offered obeisances. He says, how can I offer any prayers to you? If even the Vedas can't glorify you, even Ananta Shesha, who am I? So Lord Varaha liked that. And then he showed his anger toward the Vedas. The Vedas mock me, accusing me of having no hands, legs, mouth, and eyes. There's one wretch in Kashi named Prakasananda who cuts my body to pieces while teaching the Vedas. We know Prakasananda, right? He explains the Vedas but does not accept my form. So he has leprosy. But he doesn't come to his senses. He did, I guess that happened after, you know, when Lord Chaitanya went there. He did become a little respectful and bewildered, but then still he couldn't accept that Krishna has a form. And still teaching the same old thing, you know. So Lord Chaitanya condemned him. My pure body is a personification of all sacrifices. Personalities like Brahma and Shiva glorify my body. By the touch of my body, purity is sanctified. So how can that wretch say my body is false? So even purity gets purified by contacting the body of the Lord, or by contacting the holy name of the Lord, or pastimes of the Lord. Or we contact by seeing, by hearing, especially by hearing. Krishna is to be realized by hearing. Vrindavan, many people go into Vrindavan now. Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is for hearing, it's not for seeing. And we get bewildered if we see the current condition of Vrindavan. But if we hear about Vrindavan from the scriptures, then it will be revealed to us. If we hear about Krishna. So Murari, I will tell you the essence of all doctrines, and I will disclose the confidential purport of the Vedas. I am Varaha, the enjoyer of all sacrifices and the essence of the Vedas, and I delivered the earth. I have incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. I will destroy the miscreants for the sake of my devotees. So this saying, explaining it. Before Sankirtan, I bewildered the world like an ordinary dwarf who was forced to accept the fruits of his karma. But now, to give the Sankirtan movement, I have come to this world from Vaikuntha. This is why I'm here. So that the envious demons trying to bewilder my devotees and block them, to protect them, I will destroy these envious elements. I cannot tolerate the oppression of my devotees. I will kill the oppressor if he is my own son. I cut down my own son for the sake of my servant. I'm not telling a lie. Listen, Gupta, attentively. So maybe everybody knows that story, right? He was delivering the earth, and Mother Earth became pregnant by being picked up by Varaha. And they had a powerful son named Naraka. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, I personally instructed him on religious principles. Narakasura, we read in the Krishna book. He became a great king, and he was maintaining the demigods, the gurus, the brahmins, and the devotees. But he got in bad association. With who? Huh? Banasura, yeah. Somehow he got bad, so he had to watch out. Right? Imagine that he's the son of the Lord and Mother Earth, and personally trained by Krishna, by Vishnu, but by bad association, he got misled. So we have to be careful. So I cut down my own son to protect my servants. And that's a long story. So I took Satyabhama with him to get permission to, because she's Mother Earth. So he went on Garuda and he killed two demons. So Murari Gopa became very overwhelmed and began to cry. And all glories to the Gaurachandra, all glories to Varaha. So the Lord revealed himself to all his servants in their houses. He also, Murari is very special. So he revealed at the time of the Viraha Prakash that he was Hanuman. And he revealed himself as in the form of Ramchandra. Another time also he told Murari, you know, Murari was a devotee of Lord Ram and he was always chanting Ram, Ram Nam. So he said, you should worship Krishna. So Murari tried and tried all night. But he couldn't stop just chanting Ram and thinking of Ram. So he felt very bad and he was lamenting to the Lord. And he said, no, you are Hanuman. He wrote on his forehead, Ram. Lord Chaitanya wrote on Murari's forehead, said, you are Hanuman, this is glorious, that you can't give up your Lord. Another time, Murari was thinking, Lord, he wrote a book called Chaitanya Charita, which is details of the childhood pastimes. He was older. He was also a student in Ganga Das's school. He was older. And Lord Chaitanya was the most intelligent of all the students. And he would defeat them all in argument, or debate. I don't know if you call it argument, debate. Devotees don't like to argue. Devotees would avoid Nimai when he was in that mood. But so he challenged Murari and he said, you should. Murari was a physician, but he wasn't just an ordinary physician curing the material diseases. He was had compassion, was there to give Krishna to everybody. Because Lord Chaitanya, intimate associate. So he was thinking Lord Chaitanya is going to leave and he didn't want to live. Like Haridas requested, let me die first. So he bought a big knife and he was going to suicide. He hid the knife in his house. And Lord Chaitanya, being a super soul, he knew about it. So he went there and he said, Murari, you know, give me that knife. He said, no, there's no knife. He said, what are you talking about? And they had some discussion. Finally, Murari gave in and got the knife and gave it to Lord Chaitanya. And he said, you don't have any right to take your life. Something like this verse is saying, you know, we have to live in this body and live it out. sometimes someone will think it's so troublesome, you know, that its body is so troublesome, let me just suicide, right? There's one famous philosopher, they mentioned to Prabhupada that he committed suicide because his philosophy was that everything is so bad that the best thing to do is suicide. I remember reading that book, it's so depressing, it was just really hard to get through it. But it's a very famous philosopher at that time. And they told Prabhupada he killed himself, and Prabhupada said he didn't really want to, but he you know, if he didn't, then it would show that he didn't believe his own teaching. But this is, you know, when people give up the real teachings, then they just make up more and more crazy ideas. So Murari didn't succeed in killing himself, but his book, diary, actually, you know, all the different events with Nimai. So that Vrindavan Das Thakur used that book a lot too in writing Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very important. One pastime when Nimai was very young, he was joking and criticizing Murari about something. And Murari was frustrated. Then Nimai came back all dressed up. He was a very small child then. And Murari was eating and he passed water on his food. But then he revealed himself, you know, who he really was. So we need to hear about these great devotees and take shelter of them. And of course, we had the greatest devotees, Mother Yasoda, who's here with us, and take shelter of her with such intense love. Many times when devotees think of the gopis, they think of the rasa dance and the young gopis. But the older ladies were also gopis. So that all these, this, you know, with Mother Yasoda and then all the other gopis and, you know, Krishna stealing butter and milk and everything and yogurt. That was, you know, before any interaction with the young gopis. But it's also the gopis. They're also gopis and they also have, but they have motherly love. So it's a little different. But Mother Yasoda had more than anyone else, just like Radharani had more than anyone else. So Krishna favored her so much to keep her in constant anxiety. This is the anxiety that we have to do a lot of service is good anxiety. Anxiety that we have to enjoy material life, this is very depressing, causing so much distress. As people are in anxiety that they don't have as much sense gratification as somebody else. As they think, you know, as the Maya is, or Kali is propagating what you should have, how you should look, what kind of body you should have, all these, you know, that nobody has such bodies. Even if they do, it doesn't last very long. You can look at these. Like that was that one who was Mr. Universe so many times now, and he was a big actor. But if you see his body now, it's he wouldn't win any, you know. It doesn't last if they don't work out. Similarly, our devotional service, if we don't keep up our sadhana and we don't keep up trying to do more and more service or be more, you know, deeply into the service, then it'll drain out. If we don't try to share our learning. The Brahman who doesn't preach, the Bhagavatam says he'll dry up. Just like in a small pond that has lots of reeds around it and suck up all the water. Or like a clay pot. Sometimes we come home, we fill it up in the morning, but at night it's empty. You just have wet. But you can't find any leak when you fill it up again. The hole is so small, but throughout the day it'll come out. So if we continue to try to preach and share, you know, sometimes we have to preach to ourselves, preach to whoever we are with. Not that we have to hammer someone and you have to surrender, but we want to tell people about Krishna. We want to put the holy name out into the ether so that everybody can hear it. This is Lord Chaitanya's mission, and when we connect like that, and anyone can do that, whatever condition the body's in. Because we're not the body. But I met one, I don't know how old she was, one woman I was talking to in the airport one time. She said, you know, I never thought I was old. I never thought about it until everybody kept telling me I was old. And then I started thinking, what's going on? You know, they start saying, okay, you're a senior citizen. You can go on this side. And then, oh, yeah. You know, but it's a matter of consciousness. Prabhupada didn't identify with the body at all. So even in, like I said, you're such unbelievable, painful condition. All his nerves were rubbing the bones, but he never, his consciousness remained, you know, until he just didn't use the body anymore. He was translating Bhagavatam. And if you read those purports, it goes up to the Brahma Mohana Lila. They're so clear and precise. He wasn't translating, he was only doing the purports. Prajumna was doing the slokas and the word for word. But Prabhupada, he just so clear-headed, still giving advice, you know, how to run the society. So we can remember these great personalities. And, you know, we can't imitate. We're not Hanuman. But we could try to be like Hanuman, to be dedicated. We all know so much Hanuman Leela. You've all been to that. What's that place you go in the yatra? Hanuman's birthplace or someplace. Humpy. There's many places. Where was it? And somewhere we went. Anyway, Hanuman is not an ordinary devotee, but Murari Gupta is not an ordinary devotee. We should, very important leelas. So I think I'll leave it at that. It's also Lakshmi Puja, but we're worshipping Radha and Krishna. Radharani is the original Lakshmi. It's like Mahavishnu is a portion of a portion of a portion of Krishna, all the Lakshmis also coming from, there's Mahalakshmi, there's, you know, there's many Lakshmis, associates of various Vishnus, but she's a chief, she's the origin, not exactly Lakshmi, much more. So we don't have to do extra Lakshmi Puja or something like most of the Indian shops do. Right? We went to one man, he was showing his account sheets to Lakshmi. You know, praying for more. But Radharani, we're praying for service, this Kartik month especially. Fortunately, I think devotees have left. We used to see every, just before Kartik, somebody found some Puranas and they were saying, you know, all the different tapasyas you could do. So you could get a beautiful voice, or you could get rich, or you could get this, or you could get that. But the real thing is to absorb oneself much more in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, preaching more. You know, take advantage, if you go to the Holy Dham, take advantage of it and, you know, be really absorbed in hearing and chanting and serving devotees. There's so many opportunities at Vrindavan, Mayapur, and here, you know, because there's so many devotees and Krishna's everywhere, that we can, anywhere where Krishna is being worshipped is Vrindavan. Anywhere where Lord Chaitanya, that's Vrindavan, like Advaita told him. Because they tricked him to go back to Navadvip, and then he said, what are you doing in Vrindavan, Advaita? And Advaita said, no, wherever you are is Vrindavan. Didn't give any tricky explanation. But the Holy Dham is still the Holy Dham, but we have to, if with the right consciousness. There's many Bhaktivinoda said they're living on the Dham and not in the Dham. And Satsarupa Maharaj asked Prabhupada one time, he said, you know, you say that in all the Vrijvasis that Krishna is their guru, but we see some of them, they're smoking and doing all nonsense. Prabhupada said, just like I am your guru, but you don't always do what I say. So they become very, very exalted, but then it's difficult to deal with. But they are very exalted, everybody, all devotees. So we should remember. And one more thing in Murari. This one is very confusing, but he came somewhere and there was Gornitai, both were there. So he paid obeisances first to Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya chastised him. Said, you should first worship Lord Nityananda. So the next time he came, he paid obeisances to Lord Nityananda first. Then Lord Chaitanya was very happy with him. Okay, so it was probably late because it's right on time. We started, we had all this Dhammadharastakam. It's not, of course, there's so much benefit by offering a lamp. You know, there's many descriptions. But that's not exactly for us, just to offer lamps. You know. We make arrangements so that many, many people can come and offer lamps because they'll come when they might not come any other time. But we give also the holy name. We have a kirtan and we give them so many other opportunities. But for us, we want to really, that Prabhupada gave us this song, and you know, many people, they ask for blessings. So, varam deva moksha namoksha varim va na chanyam vrineyam vareshat. You know, what is the use of any other benediction? Of the heavenly planets, even going to Vaikuntha is all useless. I just want to remember the childhood pastimes of Krishna. They're very important. So it's not hard to remember them, they're very simple, but to really deeply go into them and understand that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And so Prabhupada, the Krishna book, is so brilliant that he intertwined the leelas and the philosophy so much that nobody can notice it even. Like in the Bhagavatam we have purport and word for all that separate, but in the Krishna book he just blended it all in. And he himself said it's how wonderful that. So you know, if we just hear the stories, many people take it to be mythology. Even that movie, The Little Krishna, in the beginning, it says this is mythology. You know, there's writing. Because some reason or other, maybe the people who made the movie believe it. They don't believe the story. They just think they're a nice story. But these are true stories. And they're eternal. And it's, you know, Krishna, beyond our achincha. No one can imagine or invent such a personality as Krishna. They have many, many superheroes of all different sizes, but nothing comes close to Krishna. Because he's the original, he's the source of everything. And Lord Chaitanya is that same Krishna. So when we do the Sankirtan and we're giving the holy name and showing people the bliss of devotees, this is very dear to Lord Chaitanya. That's why we become happy doing it. And so we always pray everybody will do it. Everybody can do it. Even if it's just in your house with your family. Wherever you are, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Become a guru. Jai. Shimarari Gupta ki jai. Shri Shri Damodar Astakam ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Shri Gopalji ki jai. Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. Guess who should say that? No. Okay, you don't have a name for this, like new something, right? One time Prabhupada, it was Kirtan, and at the end, he was in New Vrindavan, and he said that prayers, and they said, New Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, New Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, three times. Sometimes he said to George Harrison one time, George Harrison Ki Jai. And when we were in Hyderabad, he chanted the name of that man who donated the temple. He said, Ki Jai. Jai. Thank you very much. So this afternoon we're going to Eco Village, right? Many coming? Anyway, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Shimari Gupta ki jai. Hare Krishna. Forgot the question. Forgot to ask her a question. You don't have to ask. Prabhupada, in the very early, he asked for a question. After that, he never asked her a question. He never asked her a question. Only in the very beginning time. In his classes, he taught for 20 or 25 minutes.
Yeah.